In this bulletin, the federal opposition and Prime Minister put the spotlight on jobs during the election campaign, deaths in the Middle East, and in rugby league, the Sydney Roosters coach praises star centre Latrell Mitchell. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Opposition leader Bill Shorten has used his Labor campaign speech in Brisbane to appeal to underpaid voters and unemployed Australians. The Labor leader has promised to restore Sunday penalty rates in his first 100 days of government if he wins this month's federal election. He also announced Labor will allow small businesses to claim an extra tax deduction on the salaries of young employees under 25 and older workers.
The Labor will create a new jobs tax cut. We're going to make it easier for small businesses to create new jobs for people who've been looking for work for more than 3 months.
The Prime Minister has visited New South Wales and reinforced the Coalition's plans to create more jobs in Australia after the election. Scott Morrison says he wants older people to be independent in their retirement and for everyone to have control over their finances. The Liberal leader has outlined his approach to avoid excess taxes so Australians can keep their salary dollars in their pockets.
And at this election, we have to stop the Labor Party from taking your choices away by taking your hard-earned money away. Because that's what equips you. That's what gives you choices. Higher taxes means less choices for Australians.
Six Palestinians have been killed in the latest violence between Israel and Gaza. The militants have fired more than 250 rockets into Israeli towns and villages. Israel has responded with tank shelling and airstrikes, and four Israelis have been wounded in the clash. The owner of a Gaza City shop destroyed in one of the Israeli airstrikes, Yusuf Al-Mufti, says it has caused big financial problems.
We heard in the news that the Al-Kuzinda building was destroyed. We came running to the scene like other people. We lost all the products inside. Who will compensate us? Who will compensate my mother for all the lost money? It has only been 2 weeks since we got the products.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has convened the country's security chiefs. Egyptian mediators who are credited with brokering ceasefires in previous rounds of violence are working to prevent further hostilities. Australia's Islamic leaders are calling on politicians to take a stand against bigotry towards Muslims and stop contributing to the problem themselves. The Australian National Imams Council says politicians have an obligation to avoid divisive conduct and not to play into people's fears and insecurities. It comes after Liberal Party candidates in the federal election have been caught out for past remarks about Islam or Muslims. Tonight is the first night of the Muslim holy month Ramadan, and the council hopes it's an opportunity to clear up misconceptions. Hundreds of people have gathered on an Adelaide beach to protest against plans to drill for oil in the Great Australian Bight. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young has told the gathering, which calls itself the Hands Across the Sand protest, that most Australians don't want any oil drilling in the area. She's also told the crowd climate change means oil drilling and other means of extracting fossil fuel should not be expanding. An Indian tourist has been denied entry to Australia after a video of a child being physically assaulted was found on his phone. The man was questioned by Australian Border Force officers when he arrived in Perth from Malaysia on Thursday. The man was held at the Perth Immigration Detention Centre before being deported. In rugby league, Sydney Roosters coach Trent Robinson says his star centre Latrell Mitchell has the ability to improve further. Mitchell has starred for the Sydney Roosters in their victory over the West Tigers at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The 21-year-old has dismissed speculation about his future, stating a possible move to South Sydney is not on his mind. Robinson says fans haven't yet seen Mitchell at the peak of his powers.
Yeah, I feel like we've had different guys stand up at different times. I don't know where that sits. All I know is that was a very, very good performance from Latrell. But it's not a ceiling, is what I would say.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers easing, 21. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 20. Melbourne, possible shower, 17. Hobart, cloudy, 15. Canberra, mostly sunny, 18. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, shower or two, 21. Brisbane, sunny, 25. Cairns mostly sunny 29 and Darwin sunny 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.